In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. God is still on the throne. He hears and answers prayer. Don't give up. Don't give up. He hears and answers prayer. Don't give up. As long as your faith in him is intact, everything is going to come out all right. But don't give up. It's not time to give up. It's time to surrender our lives to Jesus. It's not time to give up. You might be going through the hardest time of your life. It's not time to give up. It's time to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, but it's so heavy. It's so heavy. Well, I want you to take the load of Jesus, which is so light, so light, so light. I'm reading from Philippians 2, verse 19. I hope in the Lord Jesus. Do you have hope in the Lord Jesus that he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead? I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon so that I may be cheered by news of you. Oh, Paul prayed for the Philippian community, and he wants Timothy to bring good news to him to answer his prayers. Verse 25, still I think it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, poor man, what a name, my brother and co-worker and fellow soldier. This is a guy that is the brother of Paul in the spirit, a co-worker and fellow soldier, your messenger and minister to my need. For he has been longing for all of you. This man has been longing for the Philippian community, and he has been in distress because you heard that he was ill. He was indeed ill, that he nearly died, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, so that I would not have one sorrow after another. This man almost died, but the prayers of Paul and the community raised him up. Oh yes, I tell you that still the prayers of God's people can raise people up, because God is still on the throne. I would not have one sorrow after another. I am the more eager to send him. Therefore, in order that you may rejoice at seeing him again, it's all about rejoicing. Philippians is all about rejoicing, and that I may be less anxious. Welcome him then in the Lord with all joy. It's about joy. It's about rejoicing. Oh, yes, remember joy. Jesus, others, you. Jesus, others, me. Hallelujah. Joy. Jesus, others, you. And honor such people because he came close to death for the work of Christ, risking his life to make up for those services that you could not give me. He was a helper to Paul. He was like a right-hand man. Right-arm man, yes. Are you a helper to your pastor? Are you a helper to your pastor? Are you doing what God calling you to do? I can't answer for you. I can only answer for myself. Finally, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. Again, rejoice in the Lord. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We glorify you. We rejoice in your presence. We rejoice in your face, God. Help us to seek your face, not only your hands, but your face. To write you the same things to you is not troublesome to me. For me to preach the same things to you, not troublesome to me either. Because we need to hear the basic truths every single day. No worry, no anxiety. Trust in the Lord. Surrender, surrender, surrender. We surrender to love. Jesus is love. We surrender to love. And for you, it is a safeguard that I say the same things. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of those who mutilate the flesh. These are the people that want people to be circumcised. For it is we who are the circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God and boast in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. It's not about the flesh. Paul's going to say, you know, even though I too have reason for confidence in the flesh. Why? If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. I was circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as dung because of Christ Jesus. More than that, I regard everything as dung because of my surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ. Not knowing about Jesus, but knowing Jesus. We remember in the book of Samuel, in the first part of the book, I think chapter 3, little Samuel had not yet known the Lord. He didn't know the Lord. Even though he was in the presence of God, he didn't know the Lord until one day the Lord showed himself in a dream. And he went to Eli and he said, "What do you want?" And he went to four times. And the prophet says, "Tell the Lord, speak, Lord, for your servant listens." And from that moment on, he knew the Lord. "For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as dung, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Jesus Christ." His righteousness comes through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Where does your righteousness come from? In faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are made righteous, faithful, by the grace of God. We are calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ, not know about. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. I want to share in his sufferings. He is in prison. He's in jail. By becoming like him in his death, he does. He's going to have his head lopped off. If somehow I may attain the resurrection of the dead, and he will, when Jesus comes in glory, Paul will experience the new resurrected body. You too, me too. When's he coming? We don't know. We just know it's soon. It's soon. Not that I have already obtained this, or have already reached the goal, but what does he do? I press on to make it my own. Are you pressing on today, or are you giving up today? Don't give up. Press on. Press on with your prayers. Press on with your thanksgivings. Press on with your rejoicing. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, listen to this, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. If Paul wanted to meditate on what lies behind, he would have to meditate upon killing Christians. He says, forgetting what lies behind, forgetting what lies behind, and pressing on to what lies ahead. Let those of us then who are mature be of the same mind, and if you think differently about anything, too, God will reveal it to you. I tell you, He is the God of revelation. He reveals things to us. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Only let us hold fast to what we have attained. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me. I can't say that. I can't tell you, join in imitating me, because I'm flawed. I'm flawed. I need God. I need Jesus. Oh, yes. I don't say imitate Father Tom, but Paul said you can imitate me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I tell you, the cross of Christ is my joy, that He went to the cross for me and for you. The cross of Christ is our salvation, that He bled on the cross for you and for me. The cross of Christ is our reconciliation. He bled for you and for me. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you, even with tears, their end, the people against the cross, is destruction. Their God is the belly. Their glory is their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things. But listen to what Paul says. Our citizenship is in heaven. I tell you, my citizenship is not only on earth, but mostly in heaven, through the blood of the Lamb, through baptism and faith. Oh, yes, that's where my glory is. It is there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation, our lowly bodies, that it may be conformed to the body of His glory, glorified bodies. Oh, yes, we will get glorified bodies. By the power that also enables Him to make all things subject to Him. Do you know that you're subject to Him? Do you know that in Him you have life? Do you know that apart from Him you fall apart? Oh, yes. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Therefore, chapter 4, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, my joy, my crown. You people are my joy and my crown. I preached the gospel to you. You gave your lives to Jesus. You are my joy and my crown. Stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge you, Euodia, and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, my loyal companions, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel. I tell you, if it wasn't for the women, we would not have faith. The faith of the United States came through women. Oh, yes, through women who surrendered their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. The faith came through women. And I tell you, at the cross, there was only one man, and many women were there. Oh, yes, women love Jesus. Women love Jesus. Women love Jesus. Are you one woman who loves Jesus? Say hallelujah, hallelujah. Together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Is your name in the book of life? Is my name in the book of life? Have we surrendered our life to Jesus? I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice always in the Lord, even though it seems like it's never going to end. Rejoice in the Lord. Praise His name. Thank you, God. Make acts of thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, that last night we saw a beautiful sunset. Only you can do it. Only you can do it. Only you can do it. Oh, yes, rejoice in the Lord. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. Your gentleness, your kindness be known to everyone. The Lord is near, hallelujah, closer than your breath. Do not worry about anything. Here it is again. Rejoice, don't worry. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. Oh, yes. If you want to hear more about that, it's on YouTube. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. But in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, I want to be holy. In supplication, only you can make me holy. In thanksgiving, I thank you, God, that you want me to be holy. Share your Holy Spirit with me in abundance, that I would be holy. I want to be holy, Lord, not holy, always folding my hands. That's not holiness. Holiness is keeping Jesus in our hearts and in our minds at all times. Let your requests be made known to God. What are you requesting? You say, but I'd never have an answer. It's coming. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Paul is all about Jesus. Who are you, sir? I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you persecute. I tell you, are we for Jesus 100%? Or do we kind of shirk back? We don't want to tell people about Jesus. They might think we're fanatics. I don't care what people think. I want to tell people about Jesus. About Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true. What's true? Jesus. Whatever is honorable. Who is honorable? Jesus. Whatever is just. Who is just? Jesus. Whatever is pure. What is pure? Jesus. Whatever is pleasing. What is pleasing? Jesus. Whatever is commendable. If there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What's worthy of praise? I thank you, God, that when I pray over people, some of them get healed. Thank you, God, for giving healing to your people. Oh, yes, I just found out that Pauline is about to die, and I praise you, Lord, for her faith and for her daughters. I praise you, Lord, for she was a woman of faith and of her daughters. Let the daughters be consoled that their mother is a woman of faith. These things keep on doing, the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. And the God of peace will be with you. Again, he says, you've seen all these things in me. Just do them. Paul could say that. He was 100% sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, maybe one day I'll be able to say, do exactly what you see in me. I can't say that now. That would be a lie. I rejoice in the Lord greatly. There it is again. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned for me, but had no opportunity to show it. Not that I am referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and being in need. I tell you, I remember my mother saying, during the Depression, we had only oil and garlic and pasta and bread. During the Depression, she said, but we were happy. We were happy in our need. We knew that God was going to come through. We knew that God was going to come through. She didn't say that. I say that. Yes, God is going to come through. Why? Because you're not going to quit. You're not going to give up. God is going to come through. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Can you do all things through Christ who strengthens you? Yes. Yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In any case, it was kind of you to share my distress. You Philippians indeed know that in the early days of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the manner of giving and receiving, except you alone. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs more than once. Are you tithing your money? Are you giving to the Lord what you've got to give to the Lord? At least 10%? And then there's more. There's more. Oh yes, we want to help people that are in distress. I want to help Father Ilrich, who is in distress. I want to help Father Matthew, who is in distress, who needs my help. I want to do that as a offering to the Lord Jesus Christ. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the profit that accumulates to your account. To your account what? In heaven. Oh yes, in heaven. I have been paid in full and have more than enough. Amen. Be satisfied with what you have. Thank God for what you have. Remember Sister Lorette's mother. Remember there was no bread on the table, and the young boy said, why should we thank God? We have nothing to eat. But she says, he has provided always, and they thank God. She thanked God for provision. And you know what happened? There was a loaf of bread in the bushes outside. Hallelujah. I am fully satisfied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. Listen to this. My God will fully satisfy every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Listen to that again. My God will fully satisfy every need of yours according to his riches in the glory of Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The friends who are with one greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of the emperor's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirits. I tell you, This is God. This is God. Do you know that today? Are you rejoicing today? Are you rejoicing today? I don't feel like it. Well, you know what? Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Don't quit. It's time to rejoice. Don't quit. It's time to rejoice. Surrender. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.